This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 1, 2017, Ash Wednesday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Rend your heart and not your garments. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. We as Catholics are very aware of Ash Wednesday. We are very aware of Lent. We are aware of what we do during those days, but are we aware why we do them? I mean, we can have vague a notion about getting close to our Lord and in the pre-Lenten season. I've talked about that a whole lot. But there is really a bottom line to this whole thing, and the bottom line is your conversion. That's what we do during Lent. We proceed with our conversion. A lot of people look at conversion, especially your non-Catholic friends, conversion is a point in time when you come to Jesus, so to speak. That is true, in a sense. If you know a date and time, many of us were baptized into the church when we were infants, and it just kind of came about, some of us sooner than later. But our process of conversion isn't merely a definitive point in time when you realize that you're a sinner and you need a savior. Your conversion is ongoing. It never stops. We have been converted. We are being converted, and we will be converted until the time we breathe our last. Conversion is a process. The Holy Spirit knows that, and the Holy Spirit, through the leadings, his leadings in the church, have given us the liturgical calendar, of which Lent is a very significant chunk of the year. There's a reason for that. We must endeavor in this conversion because there is a formula for conversion. The formula is God's grace for perseverance. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. His grace is foundational for our perseverance in conversion. That's his part. We have an equal part in this. That's what a lot of people, we lose sight of this. And that's our determination toward conversion. Our determination to keep converting, to keep getting closer and closer and closer to him. That's what we do during Lent. That's the why. That's why we give this up or we take this on. Hopefully it's both. But it is the necessity of our determination to get closer to Christ. He has offered us the foundation. He has given us the means of grace, the sacraments, his word, prayer. He's given us everything that we could possibly need for our ongoing conversion. But then we have to do our part, and that's what we start to do this evening. That's what we start to do with Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is that time in which we are confronted with the realization that as we have an ashes imposed on our heads, that remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust you will return. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter your social standing. It doesn't matter how many college degrees you have. You are dust and you will return to dust, just like the most indigent person on the face of this planet. No difference whatsoever. And this is where we come to that realization. This is where it's stressed to us at least once a year. Remember, O man, thou art dust, and to dust you will return. We come to that realization that, yep, someday it's coming. Someday I am going to meet the Savior. We have to be ready for that. And that readiness is the conversion. the ongoing conversion. And there's no better illustration of what we need to do constantly, hopefully it's daily through our Catholic lives, but at least during Lent, is that what the Holy Spirit tells us through the prophet Joel. He says, rend your hearts and not your garments. Back in the day, and I mean even still in some cultures in our day and age, when you are beset emotionally, when you are overwhelmed with emotions, there is this tearing of the clothing. When people are confronted with death, when they are confronted with the most horrible news in this world, they rend their garments, they tear their clothing. The prophet tells us that we are to rend our hearts and not our garments. He doesn't say that it's meaningless to rend your garments, because that is basically what the illustration is when people do that. They tear their, my heart is broken. Throughout the scriptures, when people are overwhelmed by emotion, they do this. Caiaphas, even the enemy of our Lord, the one who handed him over, when our Lord confronted him with the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah sent from God, Caiaphas rends his garments. What need have we any further witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. He is absolutely beside himself. He is overcome with our Lord's presentation that, yes, indeed, I am the Messiah. All this rending of the garments thing just always doesn't have to be negative. Or like when you're overwhelmed with some bad news in a sense of something you have nothing to do with. It can also be as a manifestation of being overwhelmed by the potential of spiritual pride, for instance. St. Paul does some miracles, as he is wont to do at the behest of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he does some miracles one time, and some people start worshiping him. Paul, he doesn't, hey guys, don't do that. You know, it was Jesus' day. He is overwhelmed with this possibility of spiritual pride, and he rends his garments. We are told to rend our hearts and not our garments. We rend our hearts in the negative sense. And if we are doing what we're supposed to do in our examination of conscience, we are confronted with our own sin. We are confronted with what we do or do not do that lacks conformity with God's revealed will. When you understand that you offend an infinite God, you should rend your heart. You should rend your heart. When you are confronted with the possibility of spiritual pride in your life, you could come to the realization after an examination of conscience, hey, I go to daily mass, I say my rosaries, I do my novenas, I do this, I do that. That can be a source of spiritual pride. That is something that your examination of conscience should maybe show you. And then, again, that rending of the heart, just like garments that do not tear themselves. The people that were wearing them had to tear them. The rending of the heart is the same exact way. Your heart will not rend itself. You must rend it open to the power of the Holy Spirit, to the balm of the gospel. You must tear it open. That sounds like it would hurt. Yeah, it does. That's called contrition. It's supposed to. It's like if you go to a doctor and you have an infection. Been there. It's not pretty. All right? It's no fun whatsoever. But they do that to make you well. The Holy Spirit wants us to do that with our hearts, to make ourselves spiritually well, to get closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you hear these things, rend your heart and not your garments. Oh, that's old school Bible. So that doesn't mean anything to me. It should. It should mean something to you, and it's something you have to do. Nobody can do it for you. God's not going to do it for you. Like I said, he's part of the formula. He's given you the instruction. Hey, my grace is there. I never change. You're the one that's messing up. Fix it. That's what God tells us. Fix it. Unfortunately, in our day and age, we're not hearing a whole lot about fixing things. Oh, just let them go. Boys will be boys. Just let it go. God in His mercy will take care of that. Unfortunately, that's not the message. Unfortunately, that's not the paradigm. God's done His part. Now it's up to us to do ours. Your Lenten practices are the rending of your hearts in a very, very small way. You know, some people hit it really hard. They do a good thing. I'm giving up this. I'm giving up that. That's all well and good. But until you stop eating and drinking for 40 days and 40 nights, you got nothing on Jesus. All right? That's what He did for you. Giving up chocolate or Pepsi for Lent time, it really doesn't compare. But if you're really into those things, okay, that's great. All right? You're starting somewhere. We got to start somewhere. But that should be when you're a child. That should be the milk of our faith. We should be eating meat as we get older. And we should really be rending our hearts before the Lord. Like I said, you might be confronted with some things that you think, well, this is going on in my life, but I have to do this because of this or because of that. A rending of the heart, it might hurt, but to clean things out, you might just have to do what you have to do. That's what this is all about. And you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. He doesn't say without me, you can't be a really hyper-Christian or you can't be uber-Catholic. He says, without me, you can do nothing. Particularly when we're doing something to try to get closer to Him, our Lenten practices, we have to avail ourselves of the action of the Holy Spirit. We have to bathe our Lenten practices in prayer. I pray God that you have not just come up arbitrarily and subjectively with what you are going to do for Lent. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Haven't talked to anybody, haven't talked to a priest, haven't talked to a deacon, haven't talked to a person that I consider one of my spiritual betters to give me a bit of guidance. Because if you come up with something subjectively and arbitrarily, it's not going to work. We don't do well with working with ourselves because we're always right. All right. You need somebody else to tell you, you may not be right. You may want to do a little bit more or you may want to do a little bit less, but we need God's help speaking through others in this world. That's why He's given us a church. We need to bathe our Lent in prayer. You cannot go this alone. You're not supposed to go this alone. At the end of every Mass from this day until Easter time, there will be a different prayer said at the end, and it's a prayer for our penitential practices throughout Lent. It is a prayer that asks for God's grace of perseverance through our spiritual exercises so that we may reap the benefits, because that's how it works. The more you do to get closer to Him, the closer you will get to Him, and the closer you will get to Him, the more spiritual benefits you will reap. They do not come easy. They do not come easy at all. You have to rend your hearts. You have to rend your hearts, and you will not do it on your own. You have to ask Him for His guidance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.